And in global news, doctor describes total carnage as 27 reported killed by Israeli fire at Gaza Aid Center. Good afternoon, and with the lunchtime news on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has set 340 kwacha as the buying price for a 50-kilogram bag of maize in the 2025 marketing season, an increase from last year's 330 kwacha. Announcing the 2025 crop marketing season in Lusaka this morning, FRA Board Chairperson Suresh Desai said the price was arrived at after a consultative process with various stakeholders in the agriculture sector. Mr. Desai has also disclosed that the buying price for paddy rice will be 300 kwacha per 40 kilogram bag. He says the agency will buy 543,000 metric tons of maize and 10,000 metric tons of rice in the first phase, but will however not be limited to these amounts as it is likely to expand the buying process after reaching the target. Mr. Desai has also noted that the buying of maize will be done on cash basis as well as mobile money in all 1,428 FRA satellite depots across the country. And Mr. Desai says farmers are still free to sell their farm products to any willing buyer without being regulated by government.
This signing marks a critical step in advancing the commitment made by the government of the Republic of Zambia, a commitment to inclusive development, which was reaffirmed by the pledges made at the Global Refugee Forum in Geneva in December 2023. Through those pledges, Zambia committed to improving the quality of lives for persons forcibly displaced and their host community. Today's actions are a direct demonstration of that commitment. The project for
Sincere apologies for the wrong bite. Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Piri has entered a nolle prosequi in a matter in which late Forum for Democracy and Development FDD President Edith Nawakwi was facing two counts of abducting with intent to confine a person and threatening violence. When the matter came up before Lusaka magistrate Emmy Masoja, the state informed the court that the DPP had entered a nolle prosequi in the matter owing to the demise of Ms. Nawakwi on the 7th of April this year. In this matter, Ms. Nawakwi was facing allegations that between the 31st of August 2021 and the 1st of September 2022, she threatened to kill Milton Hatembo and Feluna Hatembo. She was also accused of abducting the Hatembos from Choma to Lusaka during the same period, intending to secretly and wrongfully confine them against their will. The Ministry of Energy has reassured the public that Zambia has sufficient diesel stocks to meet national demand with 121,969,581.82 litres of diesel, enough to last 27 days. Reacting to reports of shortages at some fuel stations, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary Technical Services Peter Mumba has attributed this to administrative and logistical challenges faced by individual oil marketing companies and not a national fuel supply disruption. Mr. Mumba explains that fuel availability data from 637 service stations across the country shows that 606 stations are dispensing both diesel and petrol, while 13 have diesel only and 5 are selling petrol only, indicating that the vast majority of retail outlets remain operational and capable of meeting consumer demand. He has disclosed that the ministry is investigating fuel hoarding and has called on oil marketing companies to address internal supply chain inefficiencies and ensure their service stations remain fully stocked. Mr. Mumba says government remains committed to ensuring a stable and uninterrupted supply of petroleum products in the country.
The Ministry of Energy wishes to reassure the public that the country currently has sufficient stocks of diesel to meet our national demand. I have heard some isolated incidents where it's reported that diesel is in short supply, but nay, what has contributed to that is just logistical issues on the part of the OMCs. Whereas we have sufficient stocks to last 27 days. So it is important that we have this information so that we are not misled. The stocks are sufficient.
Civil society organizations have continued to strongly oppose the proposed NGO bill aimed at regulating non-governmental organizations, NGOs, warning that it threatens to undermine the autonomy and watchdog role of the sector. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Zambia Council for Social Development Board Chairperson Jacob Makambwe has emphasized the importance of self-regulation within the NGO sector, cautioning against the bill's potential to place undue control in the hands of government. Mr. Makambwe says the civil society is not against regulation, but is opposed to the controlling nature of the current draft, vague terms open to abuse, and excessive penalties and imprisonment provisions.
We are not against the regulation, and get me very clearly on this particular point. What we are against are the provisions that have been provided in the bill that are restrictive in nature and that are prone for abuse. We can have good politicians in power right now. We do not know who is going to come that can abuse the same law, which you people that are talking about these things, you start complaining. What we are saying, can we amend and move in a direction that we are all on the same page in making sure that the bill that we are going to enact into a law is actually going to respond to the needs and will not shrink the civic space for operations of NGOs in Zambia.
On the same program, advocacy lead at Free Press Initiative Nyambejere has warned that the bill could stifle the oversight function civil society groups provide, especially that they remain instrumental in promoting accountability and transparency. Meanwhile, ActionAid Zambia Civic Participation Officer Mumbi Nyamaya has also expressed concern, stating that restricting the operational space of civil society could reverse hard-won gains in civil engagement and participatory democracy.
We have no problem with regulation. We have a problem with the fact that this is now control and not regulation. It's not helping organizations. It's not helping citizens. It's in fact making it difficult for a citizen to enjoy their civic right, because organizations do not only operate because they are registered, they also operate because people need a voice. And sometimes these voices come up from their communities on their own, and we do not need to regulate citizen voices. Then we're going against the entire belief in freedom of expression association and assembly.
In global news, the Hamas-run health ministry says at least 27 people have been killed and 90 injured by Israeli fire while waiting for aid distribution in Rafah, southern Gaza. The Israeli military says it fired shots near an aid complex after identifying several suspects, and it is examining reports of casualties. A medic in the area tells the BBC of total carnage and being overwhelmed with casualties. On this and other global news stories, the BBC reports.
Civil defense officials in Hamas-controlled Gaza say Israeli tanks and drones have killed 19 people among thousands gathering near an aid distribution center in the south of the strip. The Gaza Health Ministry put the toll at 24. The Israeli military said it fired at a few suspects who deviated from the designated access route. A prominent Kenyan rights activist has told the BBC he struggles to sleep after being jailed and tortured in Tanzania. Boniface Mwangi was arrested when he traveled to Dar es Salaam last month. At least two people are reported to have died in an explosion near a suburban Roman Catholic shrine in the Ugandan capital Kampala. The authorities didn't immediately confirm reports of a blast, but a Ugandan army spokesman said two armed terrorists had been killed.
You're listening to the Lunchtime News on Phoenix FM. We have business news after the break.
At Phoenix FM, your voice matters. We're always looking for ways to improve your listening experience. And now it's your turn to help shape the future of your favorite station. Take part in our quick listener and news survey and tell us what you love, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can serve you better. Get the link. Just WhatsApp the word survey to 0978-895-895. That's survey to 0978-895-895. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback makes a big difference. Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM. The business news on Phoenix FM.
Economist Esther Banda says the export tracking framework can help control kwacha depreciation and ensure Zambian exporters remit their earnings more effectively. With the